Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Smith Diedrich is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine is an attorney. She's also is a member of a consulting company that works on risk management. She's also on the board of a mutual fund company. She's also the mother of two beautiful daughters. So, as you can see, she's a highly accomplished individual. She's the author of the new book, The 10 Things I Wish Someone Would Have Told Me. And it's a very pink book, so automatically right there, you know it's not a guy book. But she's here. She's been a practicing attorney for almost 30 years. I got it by pretty good authority that she was a prodigy and graduated from law school at 6. And she's our new friend, Catherine Smith Diedrich. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the daughters.
Thank you. Thank you. Huge accomplishment.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you, there's times when you're just knocking your head against the wall, but if you keep on it, things seem to turn out.
Well, people who start small businesses do better, I think, if they've already raised teenagers, because a small business is like a teenager. You always love it, but you don't always like it.
That's so true. That's an understatement, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That is an understatement.
So you raised your daughters as a single mother, didn't you?
I did, since they were 2 years old and 6 weeks old, so a long, long time.
Yeah, and so you had a situation where you're a professional, you're a highly accomplished professional, you successfully raised your daughters. How did you pull it off? How did you pull that off? And did you try to have it all?
You know, that's such an interesting phrase, trying to have it all. Yeah, I guess I did try to have it all, whatever that means to each individual, right? But I think when you're a single mother, single father, either way, if you're the one responsible for the kids, you have to have it all. I mean, you've got to pay the bills, you've got to take care of the kids, you've got to put them on the right path, and you've got to do your job. So to me, that phrase should be something that shouldn't be so scary. You just have to learn the rules of the road for doing it.
Yeah. But as you were coming up with and doing all this over the last 20 years as your daughters were growing up, did you ever feel that it was unfair that you were obviously in your firm, in your profession, you were competing against men who didn't have to do the same things? Didn't have to worry about the same things you worried about. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, I did. Unfair, I mean, was it a different equilibrium? Absolutely. The kind of things that are talked about now more, there's been that article, of course, about why women can't have it all, which I certainly don't agree with that title. But the kind of things that I think are what I would phrase as unfair is, little things, but they did matter in a large way. Like if I had to go to see one of my daughter's soccer tournaments, it'd be more along the lines of, oh, are you not devoted to the job? But
right.
If a guy went to see his daughter or son's game, it would be, what a great dad. That's fantastic. Go
yeah.
get him. So,
yeah.
You know, those kind of things I think still exist and are the kind of things that really need to stop and change.
Yeah, and so... How would you change that? What would you do?
Well, I think more discussion about it. Simply, as more women get into the workforce, I think one thing that I would have done differently now is talk about it more and say, hey, you know, I'm doing the same thing you're doing, so let's make it the same phrase. But instead, I think women haven't really talked
I will tell you, as you know, when women have that conversation, that's when they get branded the B word, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of times they do. And that's why I think the more that it's discussed, the less that will happen. The more that it's recognized, the less it'll be so unusual. I do think things are changing, and I think it's becoming, with the web and all the ability to communicate from wherever you are, I think all of this is going to end up mattering less and less, because you can have your meetings from anywhere in the world. You can Skype with anyone. You can do things from everywhere,
right.
So it's not quite, you know.
You're exactly right. When you were doing this in the beginning, we didn't have the technology, and for you to be out of the office meant you were disconnected. Now they might not even know you're out of the office.
Right, and I think it's giving freedom for men as well.
No
Everyone
question.
Has
my
that
my
same
my
freedom.
When I raised my kids as technology was really emerging, and it really helped me to work at the office, go home for dinner, go to a ball game, and then work at night after they
right.
were in bed because of the technology.
Right. And so it just has to be the recognition that that's available, the recognition that, I don't know, what did you find? I found that the same amount of work gets done, and it's just as good as if you sat at the office from 9 to 5.
Well, there's no question about it. What I did find in my own case was that I just had to work more. It did take more of a toll on me because I made that commitment to job and kids.
Right.
But what that meant was that I had worked all day. I came home made sure I was home for dinner. I went to the ball game. But then after they were in bed, I had to go downstairs and do the work that I would have done had I not gone home for dinner. I still had to get the work done.
Exactly. And that's a great part of how
I never begrudged that, though, Catherine.
Yep, and didn't you get a lot of wonderful things out of it, too? There's the other side of that coin as
well. I built a business doing that.
Right. So you get a lot of joy and a lot of great things come out of that. And I think, too, people have to realize, like, if you're trying to do it, all these things if it's women or guys who are the ones responsible for their, there's different ways to do it. You know, you have to expand your universe.
Right.
It really does start to take a village.
Catherine, how about this, Catherine? Life is hard. Stop whining. Deal with it.
Exactly. I have no
men, women, I don't care. I'm sorry. Life is tough. Stop whining.
It is. And reach. I think some of the things that you can ease it is reach out. Make sure you look around you. Who else? Go to peers. Get energy from people who are in your same situation.
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that when we come back. But there's another word, and I don't think I saw that in your book here. You know, I used the B word a minute ago, but there's another word. The G word. I'm not sure it's in her book, but we're going to ask Catherine Smith Diedrich about the G word after these messages. You don't want to miss that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble in this next segment. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Feeling like I ought to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.